Classic hits for CA with NXS and Burn for You. Now, I have on the line the State Member for Mount Isa, Robbie Catter. Now, he says government must be mindful of the impact that negative blue card applications are having on Indigenous communities. Good morning, Robert. How are you today, mate?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us on.
No worries, buddy. Tell us, get across to us what your swing is on this.
Oh, look, this is a big issue, and it's been boiling away for me for a few years now since I've been in this job because, you know, there's a lot of talk in Brisbane at the moment about strengthening blue cards to protect kids and schools and businesses, and that's good. Whatever, you know, I don't have a strong opinion on that, I haven't put a lot of thought towards that. But what I do know is I've had, you know, like regional heads of education and other departments, education, health, saying this is blooming hard. We've got great people that work in these communities and they can't get a job because they get struck out in a blue card, or they, you know, when they told after a couple of weeks starting in their new job, they've got back in the workforce that, oh, you can appeal for your blue card. Might take a few months, might take 6 months, but, you know, stick with it. And they don't turn up for work again and think, I made the effort.
I totally agree with you there. My wife is a childcare health worker, and it took six-something months, or roughly around that time. I mean, we almost gave up and said, forget this. Why does it take so long? And why do they make it so difficult?
And, you know, it's probably a problem. It could be different. I don't want to sort of be, I don't know what they call it, reverse race and discrimination, but I just know it's worse in the Aboriginal community.
Of course
it's more acute there where they said, we've got good people for these jobs, and the local police sergeant said, I can't believe he didn't get, you know, we lost that fellow for that job. He said, I've been trying to keep that fellow off the grog or get him back. Finally, we did it. And then he's stupid bloody blue card, mate. And everyone in the community knows he's safe with kids, and he's great with the best bloke. And I want a system where the local elders, along with, say, the local sergeant or officer in charge or local magistrate in the local justice group, they review it.
Yes.
They get, you know, the history and say, well, yeah, this bloke's all right. You know, he did some stuff 10 years ago. It provide that there's no sexual offences or, you know, child offences in there.
And what fast
they get to review it and start. And that's a, you know, that's a black, if there's any of that stuff, there, no chance. But someone that's got some offences going back 5-10 years, and they say, well, hang on, this fellow's, he's been really great in the community now, he's really picked up his act. And they say, yes, approve, instead of some bloke in Brisbane who just ticks some boxes or crosses some boxes, wouldn't know the bloke from a bar of soap. And I think it's actually a safer system because some people in the community, this bloke might not have committed offences, but they'll say, stuff that, don't let that bloke near the kids, you know. And it might be the elders in the community saying, even though he's got no offences yet, don't give that fella a blue card or don't let him near the kids. Yeah. So I reckon it's actually a more secure system.
Yeah.
And then I've been challenged on this before where someone out of the government said to me, well, what do you want, two separate rules, one in the Indigenous communities, one in... And I said, well, you're already doing the alcohol management plans. Like, there's plenty of examples of two different rules. Yeah. And so...
So you're trying to say... A criteria for one and another criteria for somebody else.
Yeah, and the irony is, a part of the problem with alcohol in the communities is they haven't got jobs, and most of the jobs that are there are just government jobs, and a lot of those are inaccessible because of the blue card system, so that can create fuel more alcohol use and, you know, more offences. So it's a self-manifesting problem, really, and if we're going to look at blue cards... They're all talking about at the moment, why aren't we talking about this? Because this, and I'll tell you what, I've got the support of all the mayors. I talked to Alf Lacey, Palm Island, Brad Wilson, Mornington Island. Any of the mayors I talked to all strongly supported this, saying we've got to change this. And everyone talks about it, but government keeps shying away because they're scared of the public saying, the risk associated with it, but it's got to happen.
So what are they saying, Robert? Are they just saying that they're going to make it tougher for people to get a blue card nowadays because of recent...
They want to expand it so that if you're working in businesses, you've got to have one as well. And, look, I don't have a strong opinion on that. We're pretty heavily regulated, and, yes, we need to protect children.
Yeah, of course.
But there's got to be points too where you say how much inadvertent damage is this doing to our communities. And I'll just give you a perfect example. If people can't access jobs in Aboriginal communities and they're turning to alcohol because they're not working, and that creates just as many problems as you set out to fix in the first place.
Yeah, it's difficult enough trying to get a job, and then if you have to go through the process of getting the blue card, and then eventually can't do anything for 4 to 6 months because you haven't got your blue card. Well, you'd run out of hope, don't you? And the cities,
it makes me really angry. This issue,
well,
I tell you,
I tend to agree with you a little bit, because in the cities, I mean, if you're waiting, you could probably go and get a casual job where you don't need a blue card and to maintain yourself and keep. And then when your blue card comes in, okay, you can go into that position that you've wanted. Hopefully, the employer will have compassion for you, and you know, all right, when you get the card, you're on board. But in those communities, in Indigenous communities, you're saying that, you know, 6 months or 4 months is a long time, and people give up hope and just
give
up.
And I've got a tragic story where a bloke, he was long-term, you know, alcohol, drug abuse, went out bush for 3 months, cleaned himself up, got a job as student attendance officer. Everyone in town, including the sergeant of police, said he's doing a great job. It's been so good for him, this job. He's really right onto these kids, getting them to school.
Yep.
And had the respect of the community, then he lost his job on account of not getting the blue card, and then he loses all his self-confidence and thinks, well,
so frustrating.
You know, white fellas aren't ever going to give me a job, and no one's going to give me a go, and slips back, and we lose them, and you just it just frustrates the hell out of me. And you know, when you're trying to fix things in these communities, and you know, people are trying to help themselves, we're putting up these barriers, and you know, all for it might be a great idea in some of the city areas and well needed, but I just know the damage it's doing to our first Australians and these and some of these communities, and we need to change it.
Robert, do we know why it takes so long to be able to obtain a blue card? I know, as I just said before, my wife, I mean, there's no history of anything bad, but I mean, after 4 to 5 months, they eventually send you in a temporary one, sort of speak. It's like a learner's blue card.
Yeah, well.
And then you get your final one. What I mean, when you go for a job and you need to get a police check, you get your police check, that can take up to 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, understandable, that's a bit long, but they need to do the checks. Why is blue card, I don't know, why does it take so long? I don't know. Do you know?
It was just, you know, the short answer is if I was going to put it on you to make absolutely sure that Rob Catter's clean as a whistle, clean, absolutely, and you've got to sign off on it, and you'll be sued.
Yeah,
if anything goes wrong with Rob Catter, you're going to cross every T, dot every I, and go back through. You know, you're going to be very comprehensive, and probably that was a bit of overkill because you want to cover yourself.
Yes.
So I guess they just. They do a very rigorous search of everything, and you know, perhaps that's perhaps that's good in some cases or needed. But I just know where it's really, it does more harm than a lot more harm than good, and there could be a lot more effective system, I think, if you had a local, you know, a local group made up of, you know, like I said, magistrate. Sergeant and the local elders, and they're going to be in a lot better position to make a judgment on that.
Absolutely, and done case by case with individuals. I think it's probably a great idea. Robert, thank you for talking to us today. I do appreciate it. Keep in touch with us as we monitor what happens here with the blue card. Take care. That is, of course, Robert Catter, State Member for Mount Isa. Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thanks.